I thought that was cool. That was a cool thought that you had, because you came home and you had all the charcuterie stuff and you're like, I want to romance you.
I want to romance you so hard.
I romance you so hard. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Hubby Wifey Hustle. This week, we wanted to dive into some date night ideas at home and just some ways to make your spouse feel special during quarantine. Obviously, yeah. Everybody's quarantined at home.
It's been 3 months and we're all probably feeling a lot of like cabin fever. Like, oh my gosh, I see your face every day over and over. No, I'm just kidding. We're around, our spouses a lot more now than we ever used to be. And we're not able to just take off on date night and get a babysitter like we need to. Because if you have kids and it's been 3 months, it feels like 3 years, doesn't it?
Yeah,
totally. And I feel like I've made dinner like 400 times since quarantine
honestly
started.
I think the last time we went out was our anniversary, right? When we took Maya with
in
us.
In March.
Yeah. And that was the last time we like had a meal out, which was just us.
Yeah. So I decided the other day to kind of shake things up, even though we're at home and the kids are just in the other room. I like picked up some charcuterie board things from Walmart. They had these fun little jellies, like a clover honey, a strawberry champagne, and a pepper jelly. They also had a fig spread.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you can get all your like cold cuts, salami, prosciutto, some cheeses, make it fun, grapes. But everyone's different. I'm sure everyone would like something different. You guys all have your own fun things you like to do together. Try and think of things that you can do at home. Or there's also like getting out and like doing a bike ride together, going on a special walk together somewhere. But what else would have made you feel like, oh, she does love me?
I thought that was cool. That was a cool thought that you had, because you came home and you had all the charcuterie stuff and you're like, I want to romance you.
I want to romance you so hard.
I romance you so hard. So, you know, we didn't end up actually getting to do the charcuterie thing until
two nights later.
And then it wasn't like the date night all magical and planned out. The kids were like yelling and screaming in the other room and they ended up going outside. We're like, charcuterie, just look at each other.
They're playing outside. We're like, yeah,
let's do it.
Let's eat some cheese and crackers.
So we had some cheese and crackers. But that was really nice. I really liked it. I mean, that was a good thought. It was a good thought. And I think that it's the thought that really counts when it comes to that stuff. It can be really hard too. Like staying at home, you're around each other all the time. It's so easy to just slip into complacency. Like, well, I see them all the time. I don't really need to go out of my way and do anything special.
Or we don't need to talk too much. Yeah. Like, I already know everything about you.
You know, it was really interesting. I was at the store with Jaden and our son, and we were doing some shopping, and then he actually prompted a really good thought. He was walking the store. He totally has game, and he's like, "Can we get mommy a present?" And I said, "Sure, bud. What do you want to get him?" Sweet. And she he went over and looked at some flowers. He wanted to get her a bouquet of flowers. And I said, "Oh, that's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?" And
why didn't you? I'm just kidding.
So I was like, "Well, let's look at these flowers." But he was very, very set on this
rainbow,
like clearly artificially dyed carnation.
But I knew
flowers.
They were from him the second I saw it, and it was the thought and love that counts from him. And I was like, "Aw,
yeah."
It made me feel special. We still have him sitting.
What
on
are some
kitchen.
Things that I've done over quarantine that have made you feel special?
Doing the dishes. So sexy.
Oh, yeah? There you go, guys.
No, it's dishes. Like if he helps me accomplish something on my to-do list, like whether it's painting a bathroom or if he helps with the baby so that I can, you know, do something else. Or so my love language has definitely changed. Sometimes he cooks a really awesome lunch for me, and it's nice because
we've been on a really good lunch game lately, guys. Yeah. We make a bomb sandwich, and we've been making some bomb.
Yeah, so sometimes he gets around to making lunch before I get to, and so that thought is really nice and cute. But if you wanted to make a list of things that you could do.
I'm sure it would be too long for this episode. That's
no,
for sure.
Like, husbands, if your wife's into baths, draw her a bubble bath and take the kids and put them to bed, or put on some music, light some candles, say we're going to watch a movie and cuddle, or hey, tonight let's do a fun new recipe together and make dinner together and make dessert together or whatever it is. What is it? Things like that are really cute and fun.
Yeah.
Or flowers. Just go to the grocery store and randomly bring her flowers or one of her favorite snacks or chocolates or whatever.
Yeah, there's times when I'm on a Zoom call or something. Like the other day this happened, and she's so hot when she does this for me. But I'm on a Zoom call, it was an online podcast. It was a guest on a podcast. And the kids were out, and Amber went to go get the kids. And so they come home, and I'm in the middle of a sentence, like I'm talking on this recorded podcast. And then Chloe comes zipping around the corner. I don't have a door on the office yet. And Chloe comes zipping around the corner on her little scooter and wants to run in, kind of coming past my desk in our office. And I just hold my hand out and try not to move like I'm doing something. And I just hold her there for a minute. And you just see Amber kind of barrel around the corner and just like, what are you doing, Chloe? Just picks her up and just moves. And I'm like, yes, thank you.
Gosh.
It's kid wrangling usually. That's something that you could do for your spouse.
Yep. Yeah. We need to get you a door too. That would make it easier.
That's the next project. We got to do a door. I mean, we got a lot of projects that have been going on. So we have painted the bathroom today, which was, it looks really nice. Hung a sign above our bed. We're in the middle of a wainscoting project for the hallway upstairs. And so that's been a challenge. And I finally got a new saw, which I think is going to help with our angle. So I got a miter saw and I didn't have that before. So that'll help.
So these are just fun ideas to try and keep your relationship thriving, keep each other feeling like hopeful and happy and loved, because right now we're all feeling a little trapped and, you know, just discouraged and ready to like have some normalcy. So try and make the best of it, you know, make them feel special and keep communicating. Don't stop communicating even though you see them every day. Like there's still always things you can be learning about them better, knowing more and things like that. So this was just an encouragement to try and do like date night in or exercise day out.
Going walks, bike rides.
Yeah.
We do our workouts at lunchtime, so we alternate working out, or we'll work out in the same time we'll alternate our runs. We'll work out at the same time in the living room. Mm-hmm. And so that's nice. That's a nice time to spend together. So
yeah. So we're making it through, guys.
Yeah. Almost through. Things are opening up.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening, guys. Definitely hit the like button wherever you might be listening at and pound that subscribe button.
And if you have ideas, drop them in the comments because we're always open for some fun new ideas.
Yep. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks.
Bye.